Okay, so hi everybody. Welcome to the HIV Community Planning Council's membership committee meeting. This is Thursday, June 11th. It's now 3:06 p.m. My name is Ron Hernandez, and we'll go around with introductions. Go ahead, Kira.
Hi everyone, Kara, Council Staff.
JP.
Hey there, JP Soto, Council Member.
Okay. Elaine, I'm just going by order.
Elaine Flores, co-chair, council member.
Robert.
Hi, Robert Arnold, Council Member.
TJ.
Hi, TJ Lee Miyake, he, him, Council Member.
I'm just going by what the gallery view here is. Natalie, are you part of the, are you public?
I am public.
Okay, if you introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, hi, Natalie, with HIV Health Services.
Okay, welcome. Thank you. Anyone else present? Let me get my gallery view up here.
Did you call him Cat?
Oh, Kat, of course. Oh, my goodness. Kat, go
Cat,
ahead, please.
Cat, Council Staff.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Kat. All right, so we'll go ahead and start by reviewing the agenda today. You could have that on the screen. If you have any changes to this,
I did want to note that I did add a few names under review renewals. And these are just folks that turned their renewal applications in after our meeting notice went out. So those were added here. It's a little
okay.
bit of a longer list. And also, Mark might not be able to join us, so we may have to push the discussion of the mentor program to next month.
Should we put that at the end of the meeting then?
Yeah, I don't. He said he was going to join us. He would have time maybe before, but I think definitely not after. So since
Okay.
he's not here, I'm thinking he probably won't be here.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can do it. I can do demographic information update before that.
Okay. So, are there any other changes or amendments to this agenda for today? Seeing none, it is approved by consensus. We'll move on to last meeting's minutes from May 14th. Have that up. So for those who weren't there, this is the in-person meeting that we had. We had two interviews. Anyone see any changes or typos? Nothing? All good? Okay. We'll go ahead, approve by consensus. Next, we'll go on to announcements. Anyone with announcements? JP, you said that you were not going to be at the full council meeting, maybe at the end of the month.
Yeah, and I sent the email right now.
Thank you so
Thank you.
much. Any other announcements? Okay, none. Public comment. Anyone feel free to say what they want to say at this point. All right, we'll move on to, I guess we'll wait until Mark comes for the carry forward allocation. We'll go ahead with the,
Go ahead and do that one, actually.
yeah, the, are we doing the renewals right now
Oh,
for
I can
that?
do the carry forward.
Okay, let's do the carry forward first. All right.
So I'll go ahead and share.
That Mark wanted to do this. That's why.
So this is the presentation that Bill put together for us. So there is a total of 395,895 dollars for the carry forward. And these are all of the service categories. And then he went ahead and highlighted the ones that are being recommended for that money to be split into. So that would be mental health, other professional services, in this case legal, food slash delivered meals, emergency financial assistance.
It's a nice graph. I like that.
In terms of how much each of those is recommended to receive, we have emergency financial assistance recommended to receive 120,000. And so here he wrote, many Ryan White Part A eligible clients are requesting emergency financial assistance in meeting the most basic of living expenses, which has been increased this year and last due to the impact of the COVID pandemic on the economy. These funds are also utilized as eviction prevention funds to assist clients from losing housing and potentially becoming homeless. Clients are capped at $500 annually for emergency financial assistance grants, and the addition of carry forward dollars to this program represents no additional administrative programmatic expenses and directly expands the number of financial assistance grants available for clients. In terms of units of service, those $120,000 would be provided in $700 increments to a total of 154 clients. Then we have food bank slash home delivered meals, and that's recommended to 207,593. And this is going into food pantry slash groceries as well as home delivered meals. And so in terms of units of service there, we have 120 clients set to receive 12 meals a month for 5 months. And then 167 clients to receive 4 bags a month for 5 months as well. So that's how that's split there. And then for mental health trainings, that is recommended to receive $49,302. And that's for a trauma-informed care training that is especially focused on long-term survivors and aging. So that would be 5 trainings that are recorded and available both in person and remotely. And there's also the trainer's curriculum for mutual aid, so clients helping clients, living healthfully groups. So those are peer-led groups such as Positive Force, Living Now, and Plus. And this includes pilot training 1 to 2 times. And you can't really measure those units of service. In terms of other professional, which would be legal stipends, this is recommended to receive $20,000. And this is support for additional legal services interns to support client case research and client interviews to better address emerging legal needs. This is proposed in part due to the ongoing housing crisis in San Francisco and potential complications as we emerge from the eviction moratoriums. All right, and then Bill also put together this nice summary. HHS prepared this recommendation based on the following criterion. All are allowable HRSA service categories. Services go directly to benefit the clients. HCPC has approved these service categories in similar amounts in past years. The identified agencies have ensured that they could expend all funds allocated in this recommendation in the allowable time period and have a history of doing so. So in this case, the motion on the floor is that the HCPC recommends to approve the $396,895 for SFEMA Ryan White Part A and Ryan White Part A slash Minority AIDS Initiative carry forward on the following service categories: emergency financial assistance, which would be 120,000. Food bank slash home delivered meals, which would be 207,593, mental health, which would be 49,302, and legal services, which would be 20,000. So does anyone have any changes or discussion? Would folks like to approve this?
Kira, are we the first committee to see this, or Council Affairs had to see it
No,
first?
so we first went to community engagement, and so this is now coming from Council Affairs because it went through them second. So you are the third committee to see this.
So they didn't make any changes from the original.
No, so yeah, no changes have been made so far.
Okay.
I like it.
I do too.
All right, I will stop sharing and I will actually do a roll call vote then if folks are ready to vote. Yeah? All right. So, Lane.
Oh, yes.
JP Soto.
Yes.
Robert.
Vote yes.
Ron.
Yes.
TJ.
Yes.
And Thomas. Thomas?
Mr. Knoble?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay or nay?
Say it
Or
again?
abstain?
Oh, sorry, I'm abstaining. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, well, then the motion passes, and now it is going to, I believe, steering as the last committee before it reaches the
Beautiful.
full council.
All right. Okay, so now we'll move on to the next batch of things to do. I think, Kira, you're going to go ahead and do the renewals with us.
Yes, let me go ahead and share my screen.
Now we're just looking at this. We're not here to approve or dismiss anyone, right?
We actually are going to vote on this. So this will be a vote, but we can vote on it as a slate versus individually, just to make things
So
easier.
voting no means we're not.
You don't want to accept this person as a
Oh,
renewal.
okay.
So you're essentially saying nope. You are not going to be on council anymore.
Oh, okay. Should I leave the call?
You can
Yes, me too.
stay.
I'm thinking I should just walk
Same.
out.
All right,
Me a door for myself.
we'll start with Richard. So I won't go through the whole thing, but I will highlight a couple of things in terms of whether the service on the council turned out to be what he expected. He said yes. It turned out to be what he expected and more. There's so much more to be done by councils such as ours, and I look forward to being given another term to be part of this journey. He did serve on the Community Engagement Committee, the Ending the Epidemics Committee, and People Living with HIV Work Group, as well as the council co-chair. He would be interested in a leadership role, and he previously was the Engagement Committee co-chair. And so he just listed all the committees that he's a part of. And so this was Richard. All right, I'll move on to the next one. We have Ron.
Oh no.
That troublemaker.
He wrote that his service on the council did turn out to be what he expected. He's been on the council many years and it has remained fulfilling and important volunteer work. He's currently part of the membership committee, where he is the co-chair.
We go.
And then, in terms of what he thinks he has contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, his consistent attendance has helped establish quorum, which is very true. And his voice as a consumer of services has continued to be beneficial to the council at large. And that was Ron. All right, who is this? Oh, this was Chuck. All right. His time on the council has turned out to be what he expected. He wrote, I find service on the council exciting. The level of expertise on the council, allowing the council to move forward with the goal of preserving red and white dollars, expanding services where possible, and involving prevention in all service categories at the client level. In terms of what committee he was on the Council Affairs Committee, and he was a co-chair, so he helped set up the agenda. And then he wrote, there were great discussions in all areas of care and prevention. Keeping the presentations current and applicable to what is currently happening is a priority. In terms of what he thinks he contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, he wrote, I bring the angle of someone 50 plus, a consumer of services, and being a very long-term survivor. Bringing in the community voice is all discussions is where I contribute. So that was Chuck. All right, and this was Irma. She wrote that she also that her service on the council also turned out to be what she expected. Being part of the council allowed her to see how much dedication and care go into the planning process, and it helped her better understand the complexities of service delivery in our community. She did serve on the Council Affairs Committee. where she gained a deeper understanding of community engagement, data interpretation, equity issues, and she benefited from collaborating with partners with diverse perspectives that also helped strengthen her ability to advocate thoughtfully and compassionately. In terms of what she thought she contributed to this committee, she says, I contributed consistent participation, collaborative spirit. I strive to approach discussions with empathy and respect. I also bring a strong commitment to equity-focused decision-making and to supporting a welcoming environment where members feel valued. And that was Rima. All right, I think this was Na. No, this was Lee. All right, sorry, let me go back down. All right. His time on the council also turned out to be what he expected. He wrote, I believe my experience and knowledge, especially as an HIV person, has been useful in navigating a decrease in Ryan White funding and prioritizing and allocation funds to, I'm guessing that got cut off. he was a member and a co-chair of the Community Engagement Committee. And he writes, I continue to provide my knowledge and experience to ensure the presentations from our community are presented to the full council, are helpful to make well-informed decisions. What he thought he contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, I have brought my lived and professional experience to contribute to a balanced and informed perspective. I have been a council co-chair, committee co-chair, and currently a co-chair for the Community Engagement Committee and the council's representative. All right. And that was Lee. And this was Na. And she wrote that her service on the council also did turn out to be what she expected. She has enjoyed participating as a member of the council and council affairs committee. She did serve on the council affairs committee, enjoyed helping to decide on the presentation topics for the full council. She was able to bring some of the facilitators and presenters to Marin County as well. In terms of what she feels she contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, she writes, I have shared updates on the services and current HIV landscape in Marin County. I provide feedback on presentations during council affairs committee meetings. And that was Na. All right. And this was JP. He writes that his time on the council did turn out to be what he expected. He writes, yes, I believe in the work and coordination between care and prevention continues to be successful as a now combined council. Also appreciate the ongoing dot, dot, dot. He writes, I have been on the membership committee for some time. I feel this is one of the most important committees that is often overlooked in how important it is for the continued future of our work as we review current member participation and recruit for interview and dot, dot, dot. In terms of what he thinks he contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, I feel that my voice, votes, and participation not only reflect my own experience with local severe need and special populations, but also my experience from a state level in my 6 years of being an active member of CPG, two of those as community co-chair. And that was JP. All right, next we have Thomas. Thomas's time on the council did turn out to be what Thomas expected. Thomas wrote, yes, great experience. They served as a co-chair and they served on the steering and community engagement committees. In terms of what they contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, Thomas wrote, leadership around HIV prevention efforts. That was Thomas. All right, and then we have Robert. Robert wrote that his time on the council did turn out to be what he expected. It was what I expected, but also more than I expected. I have enjoyed learning from this process and to take what I learned back to my work at SF Community Health. Robert was on the membership committee and it helped him reach out and engage his community more when trying to recruit. This also led to a colleague to join the council. In terms of what Robert feels he has contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, he writes, I have done my best to bring the needs of the community I serve to every council meeting and to make sure that what the council is prioritizing is also in line with the needs of the community. In the committee, I have constantly been searching for dot dot dot. I wonder if these are getting cut off for some reason. But that was Robert. I think this is Thomas, no, Laura Thomas. There we go. This was Laura's. She wrote that her time on the council also was turned out to be what she expected. She writes, I served on the HIV Health Services Planning Council and the HIV Prevention Planning Council before this one. She served on the Community Engagement Committee, and she writes, I learned from the presentations to the committee from HCAP as well as the results of the various community engagement and input processes. As to what she thinks she has contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, the long-term view and historical memory, policy and budget updates, and a focus on the needs of people who use drugs and harm reduction. And that was Laura. And last but not least, we have Elaine. And Elaine wrote that her time on the council did turn out to be what she expected. She wrote, having to be the voice for those of care. She did sit on the membership committee and helped to find new hopeful new members. In terms of what she contributed, she says, staying strong, continuing to be the voice of my community and learning more what council can continue to be. All right, and that was Elaine. All right, I will stop sharing now. Any discussion? Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. I was just wondering if there's any indication of when the term limits might be in place. I know there's this discussion about that being in the future. Is that like near future or future future? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, so it depends entirely on when the steering committee finishes reviewing the procedures and policy document. And so I think we're more than halfway through it at this point.
Okay.
So I want to say by the end of the year. I can't give an exact estimate because then no, it also, but yeah, the full, I mean, you guys will know because it'll come to the full council and the full council will have to approve it.
TJ?
Kira, is there a, connected to what JP just asked, is there going to be people grandfathered in if like they start the term limits, you know, say fiscal year 2027, so that we could, if you get renewed, you can complete your next 2 year term?
So I know that the way that it's looking right now is that everyone will start at, let's say it does get approved by the end of the year. So then everyone's membership terms will then start in January. And that from there on would be 2 years. So it would kind of reset everything. Did that answer your question?
Thank you. Yes.
Thomas.
Yeah, my question wasn't related to that, but I feel like we might all term out at the same time then, which sounds disastrous.
You would. I think it's just for, it's not for, my understanding is it's not for people from the Department of Public Health or NGOs. It's for like HIV positive people sitting on the council.
I don't recall off the top of my head. I would have to go through the manual.
Okay.
But
I know what you're saying, though, TJ. It's basically, so appointed seats, there's a little bit different. Yeah. Not necessarily people who are positive, but people who are appointed seats. So, there's a little bit of a challenge. Like, we have trouble finding some appointed seats, and then to have them rotate off seems even...
Yeah, I know Mark did mention that one of the biggest conflicts when thinking about term limits is the fact that if everyone's term limits reset at the same time, then yeah, we would have to deal with the ordeal of everyone kind of term limits, then being at the same time, and then how do we recruit when we're already struggling to recruit?
Yeah. So my two questions were, one was, does the mayor's office approve these reappointment? Okay.
Which
So
is
there
why
could
it's
be.
very important if you haven't filled out your renewal application to please do so. Because yes, I will be sending that list to the mayor's office, and I do want to make sure that I include everyone who is trying to renew.
When is the deadline for that?
Well, ideally, I wanted to have them all done by today, but we did, and we do have some people on LOA. So they haven't been as responsive. Not surprising, though. So hopefully by the end of the month.
Okay. Are they okay to take them in batches, or do you want to give them all at one time?
I want to give them all at one time, especially because I think he proactively reached the mayor's office representative proactively reached out to me about it. And so I gave him a glimpse of what our process looks like. So I told him it probably wouldn't get back. The list of people who wanted to renew probably wouldn't get back to him until mid-June.
Okay, so it's possible that we'll have one or two individuals who haven't filled it out in time and will be what automatically not approved.
No. What I'm gonna try to do, and I just talked about it with Mark, is I'm gonna try to, for a better word, harass people about it.
Yeah.
So that way they can turn it in. We do know of a couple of people who won't be renewing. I think that's just one or two. But yeah.
Thomas.
Oh, you're on mute, Thomas.
Just for clarity, a couple of what you just sent, do you just send over names or do you send over the application?
Ideally, I mean, I just want to send over the names and let them
Not a
know.
problem.
Because I
Cool.
don't want to send over so many applications, but we'll see what they ask for.
Well, I beef mine up if needed, so it's like,
Too late, Thomas.
and too late, too late. The other thing is just we're gonna vote now, right, on approving folks as a block. Is that what you're looking for? Okay, just to, and it's not inappropriate basically to vote on the block if we're in the block is really, I think the answer to that is yes, but just for anybody who might, it always feels a little awkward to vote on yourself. So that's all I had.
Thanks, Thomas. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, sorry. And I'm not sure. Sorry, I get really busy at work. I'm not sure if I filled out a new application. And maybe I thought what I filled out for this was the application.
No, you filled out the correct one.
Am I missing
Yeah.
it? Okay.
No,
Sorry.
you got it.
Spacing here.
It used
Okay.
to be
Thank you.
you,
Thank you. Thank you.
Robert. Yeah. The record show that Manuel has joined us.
Hi everyone. So
Well,
sorry I'm a little bit late. I have to present for orientation at Mo CD, but I'm here now.
thank you, Manuel.
All right. So, do folks want to vote on this now? It can be a consensus to approve everyone, unless someone wants to speak up otherwise.
This votes for the slate. This one is for myself individually. No, I'll put it together. Yeah, I know how you feel, Thomas. It's kind of weird.
All right,
All
so
right.
not hearing any no's, these are approved as a slate. Yay!
Yay. Okay.
Okay, going down on the attendance report, Kira.
Yes, so I can speak to the rest of this. There is Derek Mapp and TJ's name there, and that's just to note that a notice of attendance was sent, or is to be sent, actually. And those folks are just out of compliance with our attendance policy. And so what that means is they'll just receive an email from Kat after this, letting them know that and how to come back into compliance. And then I have a letter of probation is also going to be sent to Elise. And that is because she was originally sent a notice of attendance. And so now this is just letting her know that she cannot vote, but she's still able to join and get back into compliance from the council. She just unfortunately has not been in compliance. And then going a little further down, we have a couple of leaves of absences currently. We have Franco Chevalier, whose return date is to be determined, Ed Chitty, who will be returning in July, and then Zachary Davenport, whose return date is also to be determined. All right, and then that leads us to the demographic information update. So I can also do that. Let me go ahead and share my screen.
I just noticed that we had one for the mentor program, but since Mark isn't here, are we
Yeah.
skipping that?
Yes. I can. Yeah, I don't think he's going to join us, so we can push that to next month's meeting if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Right, let me go ahead and share this. So first I'll start off with our EPI demographic report. And so a couple of things to note here is actually that our total HCPC number is now up to 30. So that's a change from last month. And then Mark and I actually went over who was a non-aligned consumer within the council, and we actually have 10 non-aligned consumers in total. I think last
So,
month. Oh, go ahead.
Kira, you did hint that there were two council members that were not going to renew. Could you at least tell us how the demograph would be affected or changed?
Yeah, let me go ahead and share the EPI one.
Or are you able to also give us their names?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak on their behalf. I can only. Sorry, I think just one person is not renewing.
That's me, I think, right, Kira?
Yeah,
So,
Manuel,
hi,
unless
everyone.
you want to
Yeah.
speak. Sorry,
Oh,
I didn't want to
yeah.
put you on the spot.
I know that I'm also meant, I will probably be mentioned, but I am resigning from the council. So, this will be my last meeting overall, and I'll be presenting at the June council. A lot of this is related to my job. It's been a wonderful experience being with all of you and serving on all these subcommittees. I think you all do great work. I'm not going away, essentially. I mean, I'm always happy to present, and if y'all need it, and there's always an annual housing update. It's just with time, with my current work position and all the things I manage, it's just better right now. So I will not be renewing.
Thank you, Manuel. Yeah.
Well, we will see you then in a month, right?
Yeah, Manuel, this is Manuel's last month. So Manuel will still be at the full council.
Okay.
And that will be Manuel's last meeting.
I'll miss you.
I'll miss y'all too.
Okie dokie. Yes, so right now, I think I misspoke. Yeah, it's just one person who wouldn't be renewing. So that would bring our total membership down from 30 to 29. And I would have to look at Manuel's specific demographics in order to update this. But it shouldn't affect, since it's just one person, it shouldn't affect us a whole lot. We have, yeah, our target areas are still the same. Black slash African American. Youth, as you can see, these three highlighted under age down here. And surprisingly, 65 plus.
What
Any questions?
about
Yeah.
our percentage of superstars?
Very effective.
He's not even
100%.
listening to me.
All right, I will go ahead and stop sharing this. And that's all I have for the demographic update.
All right. So, anything else on the agenda? Looks like we're at the end, right, guys? What do you say?
Sounds good. I'm gonna miss the full council June meeting, so just a heads up. Will not be in town. So,
Okay, that's coming from who? I'm sorry, was that Thomas?
is.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Thomas. Sorry.
Yeah, not a problem.
I didn't see you in my okay. Okay. All right, so we will then adjourn and reconvene next month, July 9th. Same time, same place via Zoom. Okay, everyone?
Thank
Okay.
That's
you.
good. Thanks.
Thank
Good
you, everyone.
facilitation.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Bye.
Later. See you later.
Bye.
Talk to you later, Manuel.
Hey, Kira.